Blog Talk Radio.
Air it out radio.
Okay. Now we can proceed. All right. So 5K Stacks, you can hit him up if you guys want to collaborate with him or whatever. I'm so scared to like add people in because I normally do that and I'm scared. I need to hold you. All right, is there anybody else that I need to put on the list to come on to Instagram Live? Instagram Live that I did not put on the list. And I did not say your name. I got that 5.5. Is there anybody else? For the people that just joined in on the Blog Talk Radio, I apologize. I had to restart the show. Press 1 if you want to talk. Press 1 if you want to talk. That's the only way I can get to you. All right? You got to put a red heart up, though. That's the thing. Put a red heart up. Tonight's topic with a lady, Carly, is about baby fathers versus the real father. Who has the power? Oh, I like this. Who has the power? So if you're living with your baby moms or whatever, you know, you're living with this girl and her baby dad come over and he wants to see the baby or the kid or whatever, right? And he hasn't been around. Does it matter that he hasn't been around? Does that even play a factor? Let me read some of the things. My wife insists of reaching out to me, and I wasn't having that because I was protecting my baby girl. Or keeps letting the child down, and you know it's going to affect the child. Listen, if you got a deadbeat dad or a deadbeat parent, because there's some deadbeat mothers out there, if you have either one of them, the child is eventually going to see who they are at some point in time. You know, at some point in time. Have you ever been trying to be like the mediator? Because sometimes I'm the mediator. Like I was with this one guy and we were going to get married, right? And I kept saying, well, I want to meet your dad. I was just nosy too, but he was like, I don't want to meet him. And I was like, well, what if I look him up on Facebook and find him? And, you know, because sometimes the moms be like fucking it up. You know, he's older now. And I'm like, well, that was a long time ago. Like, what about your sisters and brothers? Like, you know, don't you want to connect with them? And he was like, I don't care. And I'm like, damn, okay, at least know who they are. He was like, I don't care. I don't want to see none of them. And I'm like, damn. But it's just like, I feel like his mom was like, vindictive, and I don't know, that's how I looked at it, but like, you know, I didn't want to say that because, you know, you get cussed out for shit like that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, if the mother is like vindictive, you can't be like, yo, your mom was probably trying to keep you away from her. You can't say that because, you know, you get cussed out for shit like that. But that's how I was feeling like. No, because a lot of men be stepping up for these kids that are not biologically theirs, right? I don't have a kid, but the father has the right if he changed. Good point. It ain't up to the fake dad, somebody said. He still has permission to see his kid. I'm not sure. Most men don't care. Just speaking and supporting. Right. Now, if the child's father, I mean, being as though he does have rights, but he does have to have, like, communication. He can't just pop up, you know what I mean? Like, my daughter's father was definitely popping the fuck up. Like, no, you can't do that pop-up shit, you know? What's up, everybody that's just tapping in for the first time? How do you submit? Click the link in the bio. It is going for next week. You changed up your state? Oh, yeah, that's all okay. Did I miss anything? Yeah, so you definitely want to do it in a respectable manner and have communication because that's the most important thing. Because, you know, you got to deal with this person for 18 years plus. So you might as well just do it the right way. Like, get some kind of understanding and some boundaries, because some people just don't respect boundaries. They feel like, you know, they can just do whatever. Because I remember one time I had my daughter's father, he knew I was living with somebody at one point in time, and he called like 11 o'clock at night, and I was just like, and you know how you just sit, like, I'm sitting up in the bed, and we sitting up, we got one of them beds where you just sit up with the long back post, whatever, and we sitting up, and I had my phone, and the phone rang, and his fucking name popped the fuck up. I was like, fuck, and I looked at the time, I was like, fuck, and even though it wasn't nothing, you know, it was just like, shh. Because, you know, now you got to have this conversation. So he was like, answer it, answer it. And I was like, I'll talk to that nigga tomorrow. You know, look, now this is how I handle my situation. This is how I expect the other guys to handle these situations. Anybody I'm with, let me handle it. And if I don't handle it, then you can handle it. You know what I'm saying? You one time, let that bitch know who the fuck I am. I don't hear nothing about it. I don't hear nothing about her. Ever again. Now, if she call again, then it's my turn. That's how I feel. And, you know, because all that chaotic shit, and I was like, look, I'll talk to him. He was like, nah, answer the phone. I was like, why am I answering the phone? It's 11 o'clock at night. There's no point in talking to him. You know what I'm saying? I knew he was trying to be funny. He was like, yeah, did I fuck you up? I said, no, you ain't fucking me up. I'm just letting you know. Don't call my shit like that at 11 o'clock because, you know, goddamn well, that girl's sleeping. So sometimes you got to check a motherfucker. And I was like, if you do that again, I'm going to have to block you. And I was like, made it real clear. See, now I know how to, like, I can handle my shit. But when a guy do shit, the bitch will still be calling and shit. You know what I mean? Acting like, well, I told her not to call. Obviously, you didn't do a good job. It's my turn now. It's my turn. You know. No rate to call that late. I mean, you know, guys be petty too. Guys are petty too. He definitely was trying to sabotage me. I mean, I'm not even going to hold you. He was definitely trying to fuck shit up. It creates so much drama for no reason. I'm like, yeah, it was 11 o'clock. I was like, I remember seeing the phone. I was like, oh, shit. You know, like that inner person inside, you know, the conscious, be like, that's how I was. And I was like, he was tripping. I'm like, listen, I got it. I told you I got it. Like, let me handle it. Let me, what the fuck? I got this shit. I got it under control. And if I don't, you do it again, and I give you the phone, boom. You know? That's how I am. You get one time, and then it's my turn. You know? You need to check that policy out. It really does work. Because then it's like, all right, here go the phone, shit. That's right. All right, check out the website, airandoutradio.net. Don't forget, we got the rotations, 20 for 3 months, and also exclusive interviews with me. Do I like Cardi B? I do. Cardi B is Libra gang. You know what I'm saying? You know how that go. Stop playing with me. All right? Also, the Performance Battle League, you already know. Tap into that if you are one of the people that are trying to do something different. The showcases are getting boring. And it's the same old thing. You need to tap into the Performance Battle League. It will challenge you and make you think differently about how you do these events. Okay? So, Q, I'm dying to see what you're going to say. Because, you know. Carly, you want Libra too? Okay. See, I knew that's why we get along. See, Libra's is like, I love you. Come here. You know? We're better than the rest of them. I'm sorry. Don't hate us. Okay, so check out the website, air.radio.net. Also, too, if you are trying to submit, oh, shit, okay. I knew I liked you. Leo, boo. Boo. Now, Leo, y'all good, but y'all attention whores. I'm just saying. Y'all are attention whores. Yeah, I mean, I cannot take it. You know, don't let me get. I will probably never ever date a Leo again. If you can pay me to date a Leo, I'd rather die. Okay, just kill me now. And y'all spoiled. Oh, y'all just want all the attention, and it's just like, and y'all arrogant shit. you know. But I love y'all to death, you know. All right, what up, Fire? How are you? How are you? Make sure y'all tap into Fire Nation. She has her own show, too, as well. So, and she's also our original pinner down there. Make sure y'all tap into her. Your show is in Jersey, right? You said confident, and that y'all are. That y'all are very confident. Leo's is something. I know there is something else. I'm trying to tell you, I will never, ever, ever date a Leo again in my life. You know, I'm telling you, just, he brought me, like, down to the ground. That nigga was a mess. I'm still recovering. I'm still recovering from that one. They are so fucking needy. Like, needy, needy. All right, make sure you guys tap in. Who's the worst sign at? Who do y'all think? If y'all say Libra, I'm going to smack all y'all. Now, if y'all say Libra, I understand it because y'all fall in love with us and it's just like, you just be mad as shit. Like, fuck you, bitch. So we get it, you know. So Scorpio, yeah, that's what I hear. I hear bad things about the Scorpio women. Yes. Okay, let me close that up. So make sure y'all tap in. This is her show below. Gemini, Venomers. I don't know. I mean, I'm compatible to Geminis. I can't get away from them. Geminis are easy breezy. You know what I'm saying? You just give them what they want and, you know, they coop. But they stubborn. And then there's two of them. So you got to know which one you're talking to. That's the key. Like, as long as you know which one you're talking to, you good. Because if you don't know which one you're, because there's two, I told you. Because my ex, I would be like, look, which one is you today? And then once I figured out which one it was and who I was talking to, you good. You just got to know who you're talking to, and you can handle both of them. No, they are bipolar, two-faced, and damn. Okay, you. You're like, no, because they got, I can hear him now going all of it. No, I'm fired up. No. All right. All right, so tonight's topic is about baby fathers, the real biological father against the stepfather. And who do you think has more rights? And who is, like, does the stepfather have rights over the real dad? What if the stepfather adopts the child as his own? Does that make a difference? Oh, that the plot thickened. Press 1 if y'all want to talk on the phone lines. I just want to know why y'all just hanging around. I don't know if something's wrong with the phone lines or not. But press 1 if you want to talk. I can't come to you unless you guys are pressing 1, just a heads up. Let them know, God. Does that change things if you adopt a child and then the father wants to see? Because now it's like, I'm the real father paper-wise, but then you're the father biological? That's different. I have to get biological dad permission unless dad lost parental rights. That's true. Look at him. He know his paper. He know he's playing. No, that ain't gonna happen. All right. We're gonna keep it moving. I'm gonna go to the Instagram live since my people are here and I'm pressing 1. All right. These guys can call the phone lines just for the, you know, just a heads up. I just want to let you know you can call the phone lines if you would like. We also are on Station Hill. Let me see if anybody on Station Hill. Ooh. I need to call the Station Hill. Why are you fucking up today? I'm trying to get used to having Station Hill back up again. Okay. All right. Rank, what up? We are talking about baby fathers, the real biological father versus the stepfather. And then the real father trying to see the child. And I don't know, how does that work vice versa? You know, with the real, like the real mother and the stepmother. Like say if I'm the stepmother and I'm telling the real mom, like, you can't see it. You know, that's going to be an automatic fight. That bitch don't want to fight me. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Just got off work too late to get on music, please. I think your music is in here. I'm still taking Red Hearts if you would like to come on Instagram Live, but you still have to wait, though. You know what I mean? You know, it's the whole time. T, what up? I see you. Matt, put up your Red Hearts if you still would like to be in queue. You do not have to have a song in the player to come on and talk about the topic, so I don't want y'all to think, I don't have a song, so I'm not going to come on. You can talk about the topic if you would like to, and then next week you can submit your track. You know, that's how it can go. Fridays are just because he's there doesn't mean he's a real dad step down. I don't play games with my children. Oh, I know that's hurt. In case I was speaking on that, the case. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we need to have more discussions about, like, the baby father, like, the mothers, because the guys really don't have too much of a platform with a female hosting it, like me. Because I'm neutral. I can be neutral. You know, I understand both sides. Some women are like, fuck him, he don't need to, you know what I mean? I gave my daughter's father every opportunity to do whatever. I even cut child support off for 6 months just to see what he would do. And he never called, did a postcard, like nothing, you know? And then I went back up there and put it up there. And the nigga was like, yo, what's up? I was like, oh, you're still alive. I didn't even know you were still around. He was like, what's going on? What you mean, what's going on? Nigga, we tried it for 6 months. You didn't do shit. I could have kept it going. And I don't even wanna, I'm one of the nice baby moms. But you want to be difficult. So, what is it? Well, keep clothes, real dad, not a real man. Ooh. Okay. He on one too with it, right? Yo, it's going hard. All right, let's keep it moving. If you would like to be on Instagram Live, please put a red heart up in the comments so I can put you on the list, okay? That's how it goes in case you did not read that email. Rank, I see you. Now, just because y'all put a red heart, that means that you don't have to disappear. If you're not here, then I don't, you know, we don't try to locate you later. You ain't here, you ain't here. Because back in the day, the artists used to be like, fire's calling you, and they'd be going to get the people. I'm like, no, if that nigga ain't here, that nigga ain't here. You know, they'd be like, fire's trying to, you know, call you, and you, she's calling your name. I'm like, y'all really going to get these people? All right, let's keep it moving. Let me see what the case says. Little At, are you ready? Little At. The way I'm going to be like, I know he's definitely answering this topic. Lil Ad don't be with it. He'd be like, nope, I ain't got time for this topic. I ain't got time for this topic shit. Let's play my song, okay? Let's see if we can go live. You know, that's how it be.
Hello.
What's up, Lil Ad?
What's up?
I don't know if you're going to answer the topic, but we want, you know, we want to get an opinion of somebody younger. What would you, what would you do if your baby mom wouldn't let you see the kid? Do you think it's right? If you ain't been doing nothing?
I mean, if I've been slacking, I feel like she got every right, you know? Okay. Like, if I've been, like, taking care of the kid, then it's, like, really serious, and I want to see him. If I want to see him.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that. Okay, now what if it's vice versa? If you the stepdad and you the dad that ain't doing nothing, you the real dad ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, I feel like he got a right to now let me see my kid if I'm not doing nothing.
So wait, why does the baby mom get mad? I mean, would a real dad get mad when the baby mom doesn't want the child to see their kid then? Because that's the same thing you said.
When you said what?
Okay, so you said if the stepdad doesn't want the child, the real dad to see the kid, right?
Right.
Then he has every right. So I said, well, how come when the baby mom says that to the dad, the real dad, then everybody gets all, they painted in a bunch.
I feel the same way about like both of them. I feel like the only like time where you can get excuses is like you actually kind of like support your kid or whatever, and then you know when you see him, that's when it's like wrong.
Okay. Alright, cool. That's fair. Alright. You got anything good you want to tell us?
No, that's for real.
We got to get it out piece by piece. All right, so I know we've got this new track in here. For some reason, I have an access to it. I do not know what the fuck that means. Let me see something. Okay. It looks like it's playing, all right. All right, so it's only a minute and something. That's the one you want?
Yeah, it probably just cut. It's like a 2 minute song, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's 143.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know why I was doing that. I tried to, like, it was, like, a two-minute song, then I converted it to an MP3, and then it, like, cut half the song, and I just sent it in like that.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know what was going on.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we're going to jump in right now. This is a new track, right? This is a new single
yeah.
or what?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to tap in. Tell everybody where you calling from, by the way.
I'm from Cleveland.
All right, we're going to jump in right now. Scale of 1 to 10, ladies and gentlemen. 10 X's if you don't like it.
Give it a rest. To the end of the day, no sign of sleep. I'm always there. I'm going to be the goal. I'm going to achieve it. I can't live with less. Talking on the phone, but it wrote like a blame or a dress. She only kissed me. I remember when I rocked the guest. I ain't been work to be successful. Man, you got a breath. I need all my food like I'm a pirate. Shout out Johnny Penn. I'm a rapper killing 30 play. I feel like Johnny Penn. I be fucking really sound myself. Man, you just gotta listen. I really just put up in a demon, but I'm still a crystal. You gotta be flawed like Stevie. If you can see that, I'm kidding. You ain't gonna be brothers. Don't work out and I ain't talking fit. So shine no matter who around me now. I don't need a witness, don't need a witness, but I'm still gonna shine cause I'm the truth. I'm feeling like man, that's big general, I say salute. I gotta run several bullet haters on the elevator. If you know me, you know I ain't gonna go check my resume. I'm
feeling
like a cause I'm gonna work there up to 7 days. I love it less, I'm coming first, it's like the letter A. Yeah, that's the 18. We from Rockets, when they see me, they go crazy. She from Cactus, which I'm too good, it's crazy. For Duncan, I'm gon' split for like I'm KD. He for elevator, but hey, yeah, I be raging. Why they sound like Jay-Z? This for the flowers, but it's yellow like a daisy.
Got a
chance? I feel like I'm like I'm crazy. I'm ready to kill you like it's HD. I cannot be messed with. Chase this with Kepa, I pull up here like I'm Stephen. Hey, that's for key, I'm open to teach you a lesson. Took an L to get you on the M since they was testing. Well, I know you boys, I'm feeling just like Kyrie Irving. I'm gonna be clean and fresh, man, it's still like I used detergent. When I get my whip, I'm gonna be sitting here. I'm serving. I love 18 chapters.
The test is coming!
Man, I really be hopping on anything and I just be flowing, bro. Like, I don't know what you're trying to do with you. You know, I'm really different.
Oh, that one just instantly cut off. Yeah, you definitely gotta fix that, you know, if you start sending around to different people. You definitely wanna fix that, John. Okay. The times are coming. All right. Now, hopefully, we won't have to double-check these tens because, you know, sometimes you get them trolls in here. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just be hoping sometimes he be talking a little bit more, you know, so people can get to know him. Because people can like you, you know, just off of stuff that you say, and they'll follow you a little bit more. So it's always good to, you know, happen. Okay, but I know he just like, I'm in and out. Like, I ain't really got time. All right, so that was Little At. His info is below. So if you want to connect with him, you want to collab, definitely do so. His info is there. If you want to send a track in, click the link in the bio. Remember, this is a contest as well. So if you would like to be a part of the contest, it is $4. I'll be trying to kill y'all, but it is $4 to join the contest. Now, you can get the track played for free. We don't charge you for that. However, if you want to be part of the contest for bragging rights, so if you win and you're not in the contest, you will not get the money. Okay, you will just get the pat on the back. Okay? shout out to you. And that's it. All right. Please there, put some thumbs up. All right, I think I got that last one. Yeah. All right. But if you're in the contest and you win, you get that $50. Okay. So yes, that's what you want. You want that little feet. $50, I mean, you can do a lot for 50. Somebody says you can buy a 20 thing of weed, right? A little $25 bag or whatever. I don't know. I don't smoke weed. All right? You can buy some cigarettes if you're into that. You can go get a hat made and a shirt made. What else can you get for $50? You can get a lot of stuff. You can get some makeup, some eyelashes, you know. You go eat good. You know what I mean? Just spread it out, you know. Y'all get $50 and y'all be buying the craziest shit for $50. Yeah, I'll be spreading that shit out as long as I can. Oh, period. Right? That's a studio. That's an hour studio time, depending on where you go, you know. Shit. So you got your boy, he got a studio in the closet for like 25. Those were the days. Some of them studios be dope though. You know what I mean? Be like, yeah. You know, they got that shit hooked up and it's just one room and then it's the closet. I've been in them before. They actually were like, sometimes, you know, I miss that grind and that hustle. But shit. You know, you be in there, you be sweating like a motherfucker in that hot ass closet. Because, you know, it's all padded and shit. It's hot as a motherfucker in there. You know, it can't be no fan in there because it's going to make noise. So you and that bitch trying to get that verse right. Sweating like a motherfucker. Be a lot. He said, shit, I had sought my 100 an hour. What? You trying to 100 an hour? No air? Jesus. Do y'all care if the studio doesn't have a booth? Do y'all care? What if it has like a little thing that go like a little sheet? Listen, y'all go anywhere to see somebody. Press 1 if y'all want to talk. Oh my God, like so many of y'all just sitting here. I don't understand why y'all not pressing 1. Don't you know? You need a booth, but some people trying to save money. It's just a curtain and a stand and a mic. I mean, what's the difference? You know what I mean? You don't need no boot. Listen, I'm rocking out without no boot. Like, as long as the quality cool, I'm cool. Been there, done that. Was it good quality, you know? That's all that matters. Listen, as long as the quality is cool, that's all that matters, you know? I've been thankful. Is that all we have to work with? Yeah, if you gotta go in there and just knock it out without no walls or nothing, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, you gotta save money. However, that's why you gotta send it to people that do, like, you know, they rate the song and everything, because then you'll find out what's wrong with it. I know some people don't like to do that, but you gotta take it around to get it reviewed so people can hear and, you know, tell you their thoughts of it. People that don't know you, because people that know you already, you know, you gotta give it to some fresh ears that don't know you. That's where this shit really, motherfuckers really get mad about that. They're like, oh, no, you're hating. I'm not hating on you. I'm not hating on you. You need a boo. All right, put a red heart up if you would like to be on Instagram Live to join the live in case you forgot. I'm trying to give y'all more time to, like, slide through. Okay. Miss Petty, what up? She's a part of the Performance Better League as well. Make the best out of whatever. Hell yeah. Listen, I would fucking record with a banana peel up at the top. Like, turn my track on, nigga. Let's go. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, that booth in the closet, you don't have no choice but to get it right. You know what I'm saying? Because you keep getting it wrong, it's too fucking hot. You get what I'm saying? You got to take your clothes off and shit Next thing you know, you and that bitch with just a bra on him. Listen, you're too fucking hot for that. You're trying to save money. You gotta just go somewhere else and just pay the 50, you know, and keep it fucking moving. If you're trying to save money, you gotta do it again anyway because the quality probably ain't good. So what the fuck? All right, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I know it's too much. It is facts. Because they're going to tell you, listen, the quality sucks. And then you're going to be like, fuck. And you go here, they're going to say the quality sucks. Then you got to do it all over again anyway. You know? So it's just do it right the first time and just stop bullshitting. Go get some blood or some plasma. I tell people that all the time. Shit, let shit get rough. I'm going to get some plasma away in RV. People always think that if you give plasma, that it's only crackheads going over there. First of all, you have the misconception wrong because they check your blood. And they check it for other shit, too. And if your shit ain't right, you ain't giving no blood. So all y'all be thinking these people are crackheads up there. They are not crackheads. They just trying to get some fucking money. You can't donate, girls. I'm trying to donate as much as I can. That shit be covering my whole rent. You hear me? I do not fuck around. It's time I can get some money without killing nobody and stealing from nobody. I am there. You know what I mean? You can't donate. Why you can't donate? Thank you. This old thing. You should be helping in drinking plenty of water. Yeah, you gotta drink plenty of water. You gotta really take care of yourself. Like, people think, they be like, oh, they're going to all these crackheads out here. Nigga, who you call a crackhead? Bitch, it be doctors and nurses and all kind of people standing in them fucking lines. You crazy, especially around COVID. I did. Shit, that shit saved my ass. Trying to tell you. My is going to eat some protein. I'm trying to tell you to save your ass. It's like a whole job. You got to eat good. I got the machine where I could just like, prick my hand, like, goop, make sure I'm good before I even go up there. Don't waste my fucking time. Because you go up there, they be like, nope. You be like, fuck. I can't wallow around for nothing. Be mad as shit. You got to walk past everybody like, I just go around the other way. Fuck it. Fuck y'all niggas. You know what I mean? They stop me at 600. You know what you do? You go to another motherfucking place. That's what I would do. Go somewhere else, because sometimes that shit be off. All right, so let's keep it moving. Lil Q, are you around? Lil Q. Tonight's topic is about the real baby father and the stepfather. Who has right, okay? Does a stepfather have right to tell the real father not to come the fuck around and you can't see my kid? And what about the baby mom, like the stepmoms? You know, do they have the same rights too? Yeah, you here? Okay, cool. She's not cute. She's going nowhere. He's like, I'm here, bitch. I am fucking here. Now, Q don't got no kids, so this is going to be interesting. Not that I know of. Q, you got kids running around? Oh, my God. I can just imagine. Little Q running around here. That's awesome. Bitch. What do y'all think about kids cursing and shit? Like, when they're young? Cursing. Do you think they should just get it out of their system now? They got this new thing now that they've been on TikTok. They've been like, all right, go into this room and just get it out of your system. Like, they would have let me do that when I was young. Oh my God. I'd be like, bitch, motherfucker, asshole, bitch, shit, asshole, fuck you, motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. Don't let me do that because I would be. You like the line gray? What am I? That's my goddaughter right there. Don't be trying to follow her niggas either, or I'll kill you. Now you gotta get defensive and shit. Be like, that's my goddaughter, bitch. Niggas be trying to holler at her. I'll be like, hey, nigga. Fuck you doing? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Who you looking at, nigga? What you looking at? What? You gotta block your nigga. Try to look at her ass and shit. Nigga! You know, they growling and shit. You be like, you looking at her? You want me to kill you? Huh? Turn into a whole fucking beast mode. Like, don't even follow her. And I see niggas following you too. We don't have to talk about that. We're going to unfollow you. I have to threaten people. If you follow her, I'm going to kill you. They'd be like, all right. Farm said. What's going to happen is they're going to get mad and cuss the parent out. Yeah. God, am I going to kill them? Yeah. Come on now. But she don't play about me, and I don't play about my mom. She sure do. She be getting attitudes. She's like, I be like, damn. I don't like her. Okay. Well, then. You said that I hate that challenge. Yeah, the baby dies. Listen, it'd be a lot. All right, Q, you ready to rock? You know, because we got to get into your track. Tonight, I don't know what's going on with the phone lines because my purchase is not pressing one. I'm going to have to see if something's wrong with the phone lines or whatever. So a lot of y'all just sitting here. Let me see what's going on. Let me see if it's on my end or whatever. Okay, baby. I got you. I gotta see what's going on. Is there nobody present one? I mean, don't nobody be mad at me. You know how y'all aired outers begin. Y'all be like hostile. And we're like, you gave us the wrong number. I'm on point today, nigga. Nope, ain't no wrong with the lines, nigga. Okay. All right, we're gonna take you. What the fuck happens, you know? Oh, BMF is back on. Yes, thank you, Jesus. What y'all think about the new episode? Q, I'm going to get you in a second, but hold on a second. You know, if y'all ain't see it, spoiler alert. Did y'all think it was a good episode or not? Okay. I'm still a little bit mad that, what's his face? What's her face died? Cash doll, but you know, I'm over it. She did a horrible scene with her dying too. She was like, bitch, you could have died a little bit more passionate than that. I'm just saying, they gotta work on that, but I think other than that, she did good. But that motherfucking, what you call it, she did horrible. Oh man, why did he die? How did he die? What's her name? Young Miami. She was horrible. Jesus, I felt bad for her. Really, really bad. So what y'all think about BMF? Did y'all like it or not? The first episode, I was dozing off here and there. It was okay. But, you know, do better. I do like to watch Meech. I ain't gonna hold you. He's a little something to look at. I accept that cue whenever you're ready. He's a little something to look at. I ain't gonna hold you. I'll probably fuck him. Probably. He's a little short, though. I don't even like short guys. But, you know, it'll be something to play with. I ain't shit. Q, what are we doing? Let me say, is Instagram locking up again? Ain't that weird when women say that shit? You're like, you gonna fuck up. Yeah. You know, boss. Yeah, no, we know we want to mess with you or not. He's like, I'm never giving you no pussy. Okay, so... Never. Okay, so what happened, Q? Did I take too long? Oh my God, I just found out I can't go for 13 days. What you do? You was on there acting up, probably. Okay. All right, well, I'm in a good mood. What track we playing tonight? I'm going to just go ahead and play it because you was already in Q. Fuck it. I guess Instagram acting up. Instagram been putting everybody on blast. You know, Q here. Is that you? You on a whole different page? Let me find out. If you have any secret pages, like, nah, bitch, hold on a second. I got another page. Now we know your other page now. Ta-da. Let me find out. You can't go live on that one soon. If you can't, then there's something wrong with Instagram. Because... that's how it be. Uh-oh. Looks like you can't go on either. Instagram acting stupid again? messing with my show, man. Let me see. I don't get it. I did. Okay, let's try again. Let me see this page you got. I'm doing good, Boosie. Hello, how are you? TV life. Well, let me see something. Let me see if I can find you. Because you know you ain't friends with me. Ah, the drama. And then I got fat fingers, so you know. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me see something. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Oh, it's not going to let me do that. Come on. Oh, it's not letting me. There you go. Go live. Let's see what happens. Did it do it? Okay, let's try it. Let's try it that way. They probably blocked both your pages, buddy. Like, oh, you wouldn't go on that page? We got your ass. Got your ass, nigga. Okay. What else, TC? You ain't been on in a minute. You don't love me no more. That's okay. I get it. I need to get back on my show and rate the news. Your rate is everybody zero. I don't like nobody. Check. I did. I keep pressing accept and it's still not letting me let you go. Let me try it on my end. I know last time I was having problems and then it wasn't you, it was Instagram altogether. So I don't know what the fuck is going on. I love you, my bedtime is 10:30. No, you gotta stay up. You gotta stay up with me. Let's see if this. Let's see, I'm gonna try to go live on my phone. Except, it's going on. Let It's you. I don't know what to say, you know, because I definitely got on. All right, well, we're going to try again, maybe, I don't know. You want me to just go ahead and play it, because, I mean, you was in queue. I will give you that. You tried, okay? You definitely tried. What song did you want to play? True, what up, Queen? I got new music for you. All right, click the link in the bio. Let's get it in. I'm trying to get it in for next Monday. Instagram be doing y'all dirty. Y'all be doing some crazy shit on here, and y'all acting like y'all know what's going on. Huh? I know, because when I was doing crazy shit, you know, I'm being good right now. Being really good. I'm being good. Q, what song we doing? Because I'm going to just go ahead and knock it out before they start getting on me. I know, buddy, but, you know, but let's go pull up. Okay. I pull up. No? They're like, nah, bitch, that ain't how I go. Alright, check out the website, airoutradio.net. I tried that one already. I tried your page, I tried that page, and both of them rejected. We're just gonna jump into it, you know what I'm saying? Pull up all the way, tell them. Alright? Pull up all the way. Drop it on them. Let's go!
Oh, my real, it's Air Out Radio. What I'm about with that, man? What that Hennig, what that Duke said, what that motherfucking Espanola. Javiat. Pull up with the game, we poppin' bottles, we have a lit. Pull up with the game, we crack the shit, get your melon split. Pull up with the game, we poppin' bottles, we have a lit. Pull up with the game, we crack the shit, get your melon split.